Go for it.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday, June 16th, 2025 Curry Beach Town Council meeting. At this time, I'd like to call on Commissioner John Ellen for our invocation and then stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please join me in prayer. Lord, we certainly give you all the praise for this glorious piece of your creation that we inhabit. We ask you for your blessing on this meeting at Curry Beach Town Council, the staff, the residents, other friends and guests that are here this evening. We also ask your special blessing on Police Chief Michael Bowden and his family. He has served Curry Beach faithfully, utmost integrity, honor, ethics, and an outstanding character. Protect him and his family as they begin a new chapter in the Bowden legacy. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda tonight is to approve the consent agenda. Commissioners, I hope you've had a chance to look over it, and I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Next is the adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to adopt as presented.
And I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next, we have public comment. Persons making public comment shall do so from the podium. Provide their name and address and be limited to 3 minutes. Written and emailed comments will not be read in the meeting and will be included in the minutes of the meeting. Speaking out of term from the audience and inflammatory, immaterial, or irrational comments are not permitted. A comment seeking a response may be responded by council, addressed during department head reports, or delegated to staff. And we have one person, and Mark, if you'd like to come to the podium, give us your name and address, please.
Hi, everybody. My name is Matt Linstead. I don't have an address in Curry Beach.
Where do you live? Just where you live.
Sir. Wrightsville Beach right now.
Okay. Address, please.
114 Channel Drive.
Okay. So, thank you.
Sorry. Hey, I just wanted to come and tell you guys all about a new service that I hope to be bringing to y'all's community soon. The basic concept is we carry your beach here for you. You can rent chairs and umbrellas in most beach towns all over the world, but there's very few places where your stuff can be carried for you. And everything happens seamlessly through our app, so a lot like requesting an Uber or Lyft, for those of you that use those, will show up anywhere within walking distance of the beach, or your house, or a parking spot, or whatever else, and when you're ready to go home, just make the same request. So just came to tell you guys all about that. If anybody had any quick questions, I probably got another 90 seconds left. But yeah, my name is Matt Winston, and I would love to talk to anybody about it if anything needs to happen. Thanks.
Okay.
What's the name of your company?
Oh, we're called Beach Sherpa. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Next is committee business. Bike ped, any comment?
No.
Community center, nothing, Nikki? Historic preservation?
No update this month.
Marketing committee. And I should have said this before we started, I'll let Mark get it. We were hit by lightning Friday, and so we don't have our TVs working tonight, but it hit the big cell phone tower. We're lucky we had we even got some connectivity today, so we've been struggling a little bit today. So sorry, but we can't show any figures.
Good thing
anything.
I had a really long press.
I know you did.
There's plenty of agendas by the door.
So
good evening, Mayor and Commissioner. I'm going to make this. I'm here tonight to let you know that the KBMAC has reviewed the fiscal year 25-26 marketing budget proposed by Wilmington and Beaches CBB. I'll keep this brief, but I need to make a few points. I'm sure all of you have seen the budget, and so I just wanted to point out a few things about it. First, I'm not sure if you've met Megan Buckbinder. She's here. She's an executive vice president of marketing and strategy for Wilmington and Beaches CDB, replacing Sean Braden, who retired a few months ago. She's here. If you have any questions, don't ask me. No. Year-to-date, one thing that's important is year-to-date ROT for 25 is up 10.6% for KB, which is higher than the other beaches. March was actually 17.3% ahead of last year. What's important about this is that for Q1 2025, we're 11% ahead of last year, 23% ahead of the year before, 28% of the year before that, and almost 50% ahead of 2021, which was so. Again, this is the first quarter only, but I'm anxious to see if it holds up through the through Q2 and Q3. At any rate, I believe this says a lot about Curie Beach as a travel destination and the ongoing marketing efforts by the CBD. A few things that you will see, I'm talking calendar year, they're not fiscal year, okay? A few things you'll see in the budget, they've pulled labor into a separate section with account management to isolate those fees better. I think this is a really good move so we can look and see what are the labor expenses versus the actual marketing tasks that are going on or the tools that are being used. So some line items where it looks like the budget went down, it may be that they separate the labor costs out. They have pulled a few tasks in-house from third parties and consolidated some to gain efficiencies to get more out of the budget. There's a larger investment in research and marketing tools, the visitor intelligence platform, data gathering, media attribution, brand research, and the work with the partnership with Checkwits and with Mobile Guide. We get value from these tools because these costs are being spread across the three beaches and Wilmington. And I'll get to another point on that in a minute. Video and imagery budget went down as they plan to use the assets that they have already been created, which we believe continues to set KB apart, so they're going to keep using some of the assets that we have. I expect, though, the video and imagery budget to increase next time as this is really becoming a more and more important factor in our marketing. Lastly, I want to give the CBB and Megan some kudos here because we've been asking for more metrics to help guide us a little better. You guys know that. I've been all about that. As we learn more from the data, it will help Curie Beach optimize the marketing budget, assess occupancy goals, inform capacity planning, especially in the shoulder seasons, and provide more information when setting strategic objectives. So the KB Mac is excited about these improvements that are being made, and I know Megan has been pushing a lot of this stuff too, so really happy and excited about that. Overall, the proposed 25-26 budget is $52,000 less than the current year budget, dropping from $542,000 to $490,000. This is based on lower ROT projections than what we are seeing, that we are really seeing in 2025. So it might lead to some reserve during that period based on what we're seeing now. So on behalf of the KB MAC, we recommend that the town council approve this budget, and I'm open to any questions.
Any questions?
Sir? No? Make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Motion passes. Thank you. Planning and zoning. Thank you. Shoreline Beach Protection.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Stormwater Committee.
Just the state gave us feedback. We've replied to it. Jimmy and Robin, Stormwater team, has replied to it. As soon as they accept it, we'll go into the either 30 calendar day public input period. So we'll be advertising that as soon as we hear back from the state.
Right.
On the changes to the plan.
And how long is it taking to get this? Three years?
Yeah. 3.5 years, yeah. But we're in the right place. So okay. That's the
good.
Only update.
Good. Thank you, Dave. Department head business. Anything from administration?
No updates.
Development and compliance? Finance, you get your time. You get your time in a few minutes. Fire department, chief, anything?
No updates, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. There is a report in there about the ISO ratings. Folks, it's in your agenda packet. Look at it. We're one of, what, 100 and how many? 138 class 2?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty strong across the state. So thank you, Chief. Police, you don't get anything tonight, do you? You don't have anything. We'll get you later, Mike. Public Works, Jimmy, anything?
No update.
Thank you, sir. Recreation, Nikki?
No updates,
sir. No updates? Okay. We have no old business on our agenda tonight. We do have a couple items of new business we need to take care of. And Arlen, it's up to you. Adoption of the 25-26 budget.
Good evening, Council. At the May meeting, we presented the proposed budget for fiscal year 26. There are some minor changes to that. I had slides for this, but so I'll just summarize very high level. They were very insignificant changes. They related to changes in some of the employee benefits where we had to change providers for things like dental, vision, life insurance, and some of the other disability insurances. That resulted in an increase in the budget for the general fund, stormwater fund, and water and sewer fund. Very small amount, like about 0.2%, about $29,000 in total for three funds. So I guess bottom line is the budget as presented at May is still, with those minor adjustments, you know, what we're looking at for fiscal year 2026.
Any questions of Arlen?
No, excellent job by you and the team, Arlen.
I had one other thing that I don't know if we want to go over, and that was that the county did finalize their tax rate. So I thought, since we talked about that last time, I just mentioned a couple things about that. The county tax rate ended up at 30.6 cents per $100 of value, which is not the revenue neutral tax rate. We maintained a revenue neutral tax rate of 17.2 cents. So what that means, because the Curie Beach values increase at a greater percentage than the overall county, that even though we're staying revenue neutral in Curie Beach, that that factored in with the county increase, the average homeowner in Curie Beach will see about a 12% property tax increase. So I just throw that out there for information. Again, Curie Beach wants revenue neutral, you know, so again, just information at this point. So.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So I make a motion to adopt the budget as presented.
A second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
No. I said aye.
Aye. Yeah. No. Nobody in opposition. Budget passes unanimous.
And then I make a second motion to approve the fiscal year 25-26 town fee schedule as presented.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. Okay. David, you have the emergency plan?
Yep. So this time of year, getting ready for hurricane season, the town council needs to adopt the emergency operations plan for the year. There were no changes proposed by any of the department heads or council members or the public. So I make a motion we approve the emergency operations plan passed in 2022 for the 2025 calendar year.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion passes. Next item on the agenda is to schedule a quasi-judicial hearing for the special use permit application for CMS Suites on Monday, July 21st, 2025. Do we want to do that? That's our night of our regular council meeting. Do we want to do that right?
Do you know how long it'll take?
Jim, do you think we need to give an hour or 2 hours?
Oh, I think an hour would be sufficient.
So we're going to
before
do,
or in the meeting?
We can do it. We can
do it both ways.
We can do it either way. We can do it in the meeting or we can do it before.
I'm fine. Whichever way you guys want to do it. Jim, do you have any recommendations or preferences?
I just think things would be smooth. You just put it on the agenda for that.
Okay. All right. So it is included in on the agenda for the regular meeting.
Make a motion. We schedule a quasi-judicial hearing for a special use permit application for Sema Suites within the regularly scheduled July 21st meeting.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next is recognition of Curry Beach Police Chief Michael Bowden. And Mike, if you would come forward and meet me up front.
Town of Curry Beach has been very fortunate to have Mike Bowden as our police chief for the past 9 years. He's been a valuable asset to our community. For 24 years, he's worked for us here in Curry Beach. And I can't tell you all the jobs he's done for us, but he has served us well. He's retired with 30 years of service. And I know for a fact that when this day comes, you're happy and you're ready for it. And we have a couple things for you, Mike, and then we'll turn over to you, let you say whatever you like to say. But we have a town seal that we'll present Mike, I'm presenting Mike. And the one that will actually be his will have police chief across the bottom of the company. This is another one we have, but we'll give him that one. And also we have Harry Gilbert. And we have a little gift from the town.
I like gifts.
And I'm gonna let you say what you want to and introduce your family and everything.
Okay. I'm gonna go up here to this side. Okay.
Lean on something. Some of the greatest officers anywhere. For this opportunity, I have been blessed to meet and befriend many residents throughout the years, and for that I'm grateful. I'd like to thank the men and women of the Curry Beach Police Department for their hard work, dedication to the citizens and visitors of Curry Beach. Thank you, Mayor, Council, Department Heads, Town Staff, for your support and friendship throughout the years. Thank you for all you do for the town. Additionally, I'd like to thank our local chiefs, sheriffs, state, federal, law enforcement agencies, and officers, and the DA's office for their support to Curry Beach for critical incidences and investigations over the years. Thank you.
Folks, let us wrap up our business here, and then we'll have a reception back here in the conference room for Mike. Commissioners, I'm assuming we don't have any mayor or commissioner items tonight, and I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Please join us for a reception.